This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're about to give away some Lee Bryce tickets, so if you want those, be ready. At 12:30, we're going to talk with Antonio Coleman, national team member for the U.S. flag football team. Yeah. Flag football's been a big conversation topic lately.
Oh, it is.
And I think B and I are, at least I'm owning the fact I don't know enough about it, and Antonio's going to shed some light on it.
Yeah, I've been involved with a few things over the last few months, so
I know you've been going to the I know one of the tournaments you went to, I think it was the RFK one, where you were blown away by how good some of these people are.
Oh, yeah. And also the young ladies the other day at a little camp. I was overwhelmed by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty damn cool.
Yes.
So I'm excited to talk to Antonio. I do want to have a discussion about the Commanders' defense. But before I do that, my mother just texted me, B.
Uh-huh.
She has a baked beans recipe that she claims I loved as a kid.
Okay.
She buys the beans that have bacon and brown sugar, and then she adds ketchup, Worcestershire, mustard, onions, green peppers,
salt,
and pepper.
Mama adds a lot of stuff. She didn't just open the pan, pour it in, and just heat it up.
Even your mom was ashamed of your recipe.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You bake it for an hour. I'm telling you what I do is I buy a can of them and I put it in them. You know what's great?
So JB, don't call yours baked beans. Call them heat up beans.
Dude, if you have a gas oven, you can just put the can on the oven. You don't even have to put them in a pot. I'm out here saving steps.
Nah, bro. You got to take that stuff out of the can, bro.
Every time you say that, I think of someone like just riding on a train and while the train
a hobo?
Yeah.
Like a legit hobo?
eating out the can.
Eating out the can.
With all of their belongings on a stick. Jeffrey, you want to press the button? You want me to do these tickets right now?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Lee Bryce. What you know about that tour? 2025. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Lee Bryce right now. What do I say better? What you know about that or DaBaby? Which one of those do you think I nailed a read on?
What you know
on
about
more?
That?
Okay, good. All right. It's a Yahoo Sports article that is questioning if Washington did enough to build up their defense this offseason. I'm reading now, and the article opens by pointing out how much they did offensively.
Okay.
And frankly, I think in free agency, you're wiser to spend on offense and the trades because offense is more consistent year over year when you have a top quarterback. Defense, go back. Look at the top 10 defenses over the last decade, and there's so much change because a lot of it is predicated on turnovers. And, you know, recovering fumbles in the NFL is you're counting on an oblong-shaped piece of leather in the elements. Like, it's just it's hard to count on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I read now. The Commanders' defense was criticized by Sportsnaut after an underwhelming free agent, posing the question of whether Washington can contain the competitive offenses it hopes to play in January. This is from Matt Johnson. The Washington Commanders' defense greatly exceeded our expectations last season, and that's a credit to Dan Quinn. While we don't expect this to be one of the worst NFL defenses in 2025, we're skeptical of it recapturing the success from last season. The Commanders grossly overpaid for defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw in free agency and were suspect of a 35-year-old Bobby Wagner maintaining his level of play. Throw in a below-average pass rush with question marks at cornerback, Jonathan Jones and Marshon Lattimore. You can find reasons to be concerned. With that said, Quinn already proved us wrong once, and he could certainly maximize this roster for a top 20 defense this fall. B, what's your gut reaction to that?
I don't go along with it because I don't think they look at the whole thing. Not only does a second year in this all defense help some guys out, your offense got better, right? See, when people talk about defense being good and all that, they only stick to the defense. You know what also helps your defense? Offense that can score. Offense that can stay on the field. Have long, sustained drives, touchdowns at the end. That puts pressure on the other team's offense as well, which means they become one-dimensional when they're dealing with stuff like that, and it makes your defense be able to figure out what they're doing quicker. So if everybody keeps giving all the praise to Washington's offense, normally that'll help the defense out.
For sure.
You know, because we watch teams like that. Where the offense was great, the defense was average. They won. New York Giants against the New England Patriots. The Giants' defense wasn't great that year.
That D-line was stout, though.
I mean, D-line was great. But when you have a great – I was trying to flip it the other way. The Patriots' offense was potent most years. Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs offense was potent most years. Their defense weren't there. Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs offense wasn't great, but their defense was great. So we don't like giving credit to nobody's defense. But I'm telling you, the fact that Jaden and his crew are supposed to be better, that's going to help out the other side of that ball.
I think a few things. I think people are very caught up in the money for Kinlaw. Kinlaw's making $15 a year. Now, I'm not expecting him to be an all-pro player or a Pro Bowl player. I'm not. But he's huge. And I think a big part, at the end of the NFC title game, they gave up 50. They got blown out by the Eagles, right? They lost 2 of 3 to the Eagles. The Eagles were an awesome team. They won the Super Bowl. I think you saw it in the additions to the offensive line, trading for a Pro Bowl left tackle and then drafting another tackle in the first round in Josh Connerly.
Yeah.
I think you saw them say, okay, we got to be able to fight this Eagles defensive line. We need to add firepower. We need to get bigger and more physical.
Yeah.
Defensively, Kinlaw's 6'5", 320.
Yeah.
Eddie Goldman, who they brought in, like Eddie Goldman, what do you think he's listed at, B?
Probably about 335.
I'm pulling it up right now. Just they list him at 6'3", 332. So you nailed that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think Wise is listed at? Dietrich Wise, who they brought in.
Wise is, what, 305, 310?
They got him at 6'5", 270. He's also an edge guy, so it's a little bit leaner. They got a lot bigger, I would say.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was an accident. Now, maybe it'll prove ineffective, but I think they beefed up their D-line intentionally. And I think that is to combat the Eagles.
I believe that. I mean, they are in your division. You playing them twice. They won the Super Bowl. You got to deal with that. I mean, I believe that that's what they're doing. But see, most people that are sitting here writing these articles and all this stuff and telling you what they think, they never, ever give any credence to the other side of the ball. And you hear, everybody says it, okay? Complimentary football. Didn't you hear that? Offense and defense, yeah. The complimentary football. Offense, defense, and special teams. So if you're going to talk about one side of the ball, you don't talk about the compliment on the other side. You never give them credit. Washington's offense was on the field a lot. They won time of possession a lot. It helps your defense out. I don't understand why so many people could write these articles, but you got to tell me more than just, oh, I just think they're going to be horrible. I don't know.
Washington was top 7 in time of possession. They ranked 7th. You know who ranked first?
Eagles.
Yeah. Then the Lions.
Yeah.
And the Lions were an explosive offense, but the Lions ran the hell out of
it. What happened to the Lions' offense for the most part when they got against Washington's offense? The Lions had an advantage over our defense.
But Ben Johnson inexplicably stopped running.
Yeah, but he stopped doing that, but you got to realize this too. Washington scored touchdowns, and when Washington got up, they became one-dimensional. And what did they start doing? Hitting their damn quarterback, making them have to throw the ball, picking the ball off. So the offense played so well that the defense looked better. We said it all last year, how good our defense was looking based off of the mere fact that, you know, the offense made the defense look better. Because they put points up, and they made the other teams become one-dimensional. That's something that coaches talk about in locker rooms. I don't care about these analytical people sitting in these offices and guys who want to just go out there and throw something. I'm talking about what I heard for 14 years of pro ball and what I heard for the previous years from my coaches. If our offense can score, our defense will always look better.
B, I just pulled up the box score of the divisional round win in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Jahmyr Gibbs went for 14 carries, 105 yards, and two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
He was averaging 7.5 a pop.
I'm not overwhelmed with Ben Johnson.
Well, dude, I understand Montgomery was great for them all year, and he came back from the knee injury, and they wanted to get him.
Yeah, but their job was to win that game that day, not make Montgomery happy.
Well, and, dude, Montgomery wasn't bad. He went 7 for 28, so he's averaging 4 a pop, right?
Think about it. You know, that could have been 7 for 49.
But dude,
I'm just saying.
I also get, in the regular season, a player like Gibbs, you want a committee there because you don't want all the wear and tear on one guy. Montgomery was kind of their short yardage goal line guy, the tougher runner. But in the playoffs, like in the divisional round of the playoffs, you don't have to be so worried about the committee aspect. If you got a guy that's gashing, dude, Montgomery went 14 for 105 with 2 touchdowns. He also caught 6 passes for 70 yards. Mm-hmm. I'm no math guy, but that's 12 yards a catch.
Yeah.
So on 20 touches, he had 175 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to get that guy the ball more?
Yeah, but You want to give him the ball more, but you probably couldn't have given him the ball that much more because how many points did Washington score?
Yeah.
And when Washington scored, then they had to start throwing. You can't throw it to one person all the time because then you're going to really be going, that's one-dimensional to the utmost right there. So they still got to spread it around. And what you allow your quarterback to get banged up a little bit.
If you want to say Washington, like, I'm fully aware that they did not spend big on an edge rusher, right? Yeah. Like, I get that. But I also think in free agency, largely, there weren't a lot of great options available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're upset about the money for Kinlaw, I can wrap my head around the argument, right? But you got to think of this in tiers. Milton Williams, who looks to be a very promising player. I'm not taking a shot at Milton Williams. He got 26 mil. Now, he's younger. Kinlaw's 27. Williams is 26. Williams was a piece of an Eagles defense that rotated a ton of great players.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked really good in the playoffs. I think he had a sack in the Super Bowl. But, like, you're rolling the dice on Williams on what you think the potential is, on what you think he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Milton Williams is now the third highest paid D tackle in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He started 7 games last year. Yeah. He started 17 over the last 2 years.
Yeah. But see, like, but that's what everybody wants you to do. And if Washington goes and do that and those guys don't work, then they're going to be talking about, oh, man, they wasted money. Eventually, you have to have one in the game today. Like back in the day, you can try to build a strong offense, strong defense together. In this day and age, one of them going to be stronger than the other, hands down. You know what I mean? If you got an exceptional D line or some pass rushers, you're going to spend a little bit more money on that side of the ball than you might on the other side, other than the quarterback. But when you got an exceptional quarterback and things, you start spending on offense to make sure he's going to be solidified. You lose a little bit on the other side of the ball. Hell, it was happening like that for Kansas City, but they were winning. Why? Because the offense was scoring so many points. So I know people want us to have 1991 offense and defense. In this game, it doesn't work like that anymore. You may have a strong one, but you're not going to have the best of the best on both sides.
I think the consternation surrounding Kinlaw's contract is overblown. He's making $15 million a year. That is not top 10 at the position. I mean, he's not even the high. Deron Payne's making more than that this year.
But people do judge everything based off of what they make, Jay. And I think that's one thing we are never going to take out of it. They see him getting $15 million. Wow! But they don't much look at Milton Williams making like 20-something million, almost 30. They don't look at that.
And if you look at the body of the contract, Kinlaw's really here for 2 years. There's not a huge commitment to Kinlaw. Like, if it doesn't go well, you're not getting out of it next year. You'd take a massive hit. Mm-hmm. But in 27, you can get out of that deal, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And considering what DQ says about size and physicality, Williams is 6'3", 290 is what he's listed at.
Mm-hmm.
Kinlaw's 6'5", 320.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a significant difference in size and physicality.
It is.
So I hear the concerns. Like, I understand where that's driven. But I don't know. They wanted to get bigger. They prioritized that. And mm-hmm. I think you could easily argue they achieved that.
They did. They got
now,
bigger.
If you want to achieve something this summer, head over to Offenbacher's and do it this weekend because their Memorial Day sale is going on right now. Dude, their furniture is the highest quality. I have Offenbacher's outdoor furniture at my house, and it's awesome. I love it. I sit in this one chair pretty much every day and watch games. It's the chair right in front of my 3-TV setup, and I love it. And Offenbacher's takes great care of me. My kids were wrestling on it. They broke one of the springs. They brought me a new one the next day. They deliver it. They set it all up for you. Dealing with Offenbacher's is dealing with the best. And right now, you can get up to 40% off their beautiful, high-quality outdoor furniture, perfect for lounging and entertaining all season long. If you want to go big, get a hot tub, baby. You can get $1,000 off right now, or go even bigger, get a swim spa and save $1,500 instantly. Do not wait. The savings will not last. It's a Memorial Day weekend sale. Now's the time to get your backyard ready for a full season of fun, relaxation, and memories. You got the kids running around. You're going to enjoy yourself. Check out Offenbacher's. They got four locations all over the DMV. Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, and Rockville. Or you can always check out the website, offenbachers.com. Offenbacher's, it's your backyard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Just better. On a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Right now, I'm excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. In moments, we're going to be joined by Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. National Flag Football Team. And I'm excited to talk to Antonio, learn more about flag football and just understand the process. And there's so much talk about flag football going on with the NFL. Well, one, flag football is going to be in the 2028 Olympics in LA. And I think when the Olympics are in
America, having teams, everything.
Well, and now they've got, they're opening the door for, I think there's girls flag football is, yeah. I think it's a varsity sport in a lot. I think it's a varsity sport in Montgomery County now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a varsity sport in Virginia schools? Do you know?
I think there's been a lot of talk about it, so you got all kind of stuff going on with the little like what you call it, the CYAs and those type of things. They got a lot, all kind of little things going on with it.
Well, I think a couple, I want to say it was two, maybe three Super Bowls ago. You remember the NFL had that commercial for flag football with the young lady? I think she was from Mexico, who was just awesome.
It's one of them and from Dallas, Texas. Their team there is unbelievable.
When I saw a Super Bowl commercial from the NFL for flag football, I was like, man, the NFL is all in on this. Joining us now is Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. flag football national team and a local guy, a DMV guy. Antonio, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
What's going on? I appreciate y'all for having me.
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
Yeah, dude, let's start with where you from. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Bowie High School.
Bowie?
Right here in Prince George's County. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. So in growing up, did you play football or did you play flag? Did you play both?
So initially, growing up, I started off playing tackle football. And then that quickly migrated into track for me being one of the faster kids on my team. So, like, fourth grade, I probably started running track. And then actually, like, middle school, when I moved to Bowie, I found, like, a little church league flag. So I started playing flag there. That was my first introduction to flag. But I always pretty much played tackle football. And then I really started running track. And then flag football was just kind of something that I did. In between time, I never thought it would, you know, get to this point, you know, reach the height that it is now.
How does all the attention on it now make you feel?
Could you repeat that one more time?
All the attention that's been given on it, they say it's going to be in the Olympics, and you got different high schools and all putting it in. Hell, I think if you start having it in high school, college is going to have it.
Yeah, actually, the women, they definitely have it already in college. Like, NAIA is real big there.
Uh-huh.
They just recently had their championships, but honestly, like, it's great where the flag game has gone, because when I first started playing, like, even, like, you know, when I about church league and playing in middle school, I never thought, you know, flag would be in the Olympics or it would grow to be what it is now, especially being an Olympic sport in 2028. So it's just crazy and just amazing the heights that it's reached and then this little bit amount of time, because flag been having a national team, but people are just starting to notice because of the Olympics and, you know, NFL players starting to, you know, want to get involved in everything. But this honestly has been going on kind of like an underground thing.
Talking with Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. national flag football team. Antonio, to your point, I mean, it seems like flag football is having this huge moment right now, being in the L.A. Olympics in 2028, and now the NFL is saying NFL players can play. For folks that maybe aren't as familiar with the league and the kind of the setup, can you just tell everybody, like, about the game and kind of the differences? Like, there is an offensive line, right? But there's, like, a weight count. Like, take us through, like, typical play.
There's actually no offensive line.
It's basically like seven. Okay. Isn't it like the 7-on-7?
Essentially, yeah, but it's only five people.
Okay,
cool. And everybody is eligible. It's literally no contact, so no jamming at the line. No type of contact at all. What else? You allow no pitchbacks. In some 7-on-7, they allow pitchbacks, but it's only – you get unlimited pitchbacks behind the line of scrimmage. So if I snap the ball to the quarterback and someone drops for a double quarterback, I could throw the ball as many times backwards behind the line of scrimmage. But once the ball is thrown forward, there's no more laterals. You just basically have to run with the ball until your flag is pulled.
You can't guard the flag, can you?
No, you can't guard the flag. So there's no stiff arm, no swipe down, none of that. Any little movement like an elbow, anything you drop an elbow near the flag, that would be what we call a flag guard.
How do you rush the passer then? Like, what are the rules surrounding
rushing
the passer?
You have, so in the IFAF, which is going to be playing the Olympics, you have to start at 7 yards back. So there's a referee that lines up at 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. And you have to declare yourself as a rusher. So you have to hold your hand up in the air until basically the ball is snapped to declare yourself as a rusher. Only two people can declare themselves as rushers. But sometimes you do have multiple people that drop back for a double or triple quarterback. Whereas though, once those things happen, then a third person may be able to go. But only two people can declare as rushers.
Wow.
So, I mean, the plays – there's motion like in football, right? Pre-snap or no?
Yes. Yeah, you can motion. Yes, sir.
And can you like, you know, in Canadian football, they can run behind the line of scrimmage and then take off at the snap. In the NFL, you can't do that. Can you do that in flag?
So, like, arena motion, no. There's a style. For this style, no. There's numerous different styles that people play, like, locally and travel and, you know, different rules. But these IFAB rules, no. There's no arena motion where you can motion forward toward the line of scrimmage.
And does everybody play both ways pretty much?
No. I mean, so with a roster of 12, you will want to have as many two-way people as you can, but not everyone does play both ways. There are some people that only play offense, some people play only defense. But now they're starting to look for more two-way and more versatile players because I don't want to misspeak, but I believe in 2028, in the Olympics, it will only be a 10-man roster opposed to it being 12. So if you only got 10 people, you want, you know, a good amount of two-way players just in case, you know, someone was to go down or, you know, get hurt and those things.
Are the quarterbacks normally just the quarterback, or there are quarterbacks that can do other stuff?
Daryl Huchette, who has been the USA quarterback for the last 3 to 4 years, he's a guy who can play multiple positions. Who he started out on the team actually as a defender, rushing, I believe playing safety. So he has the capabilities of stepping out there and playing other positions, but normally as QB1 on the USA team, he's only been the quarterback.
Okay.
But this year, there's actually two quarterbacks that were taken. So one of them, he's more of a traditional, and then Hoosh, he's more of like a dual threat. So he might be seen doing more than just playing quarterback this year.
So, Antonio, Hoosh made some comments. I don't know when it was, maybe last year or something. And I think it got really misconstrued. I think he was trying to kind of explain the differences in the game. And he said, you know, like NFL players aren't just going to step out and play flag right away. Mm-hmm. How significantly different are the games?
It's sort of nuances to the game where it's like you wouldn't just be able to step out there because you're an NFL guy and just easily adapt. It can be done. Like most of us that do play flag and play at the highest level, we once played tackle, and it was something new to us. So like just the certain movements, like certain moves that we have to do to, you know, avoid someone pulling your flag, and, you know, those things will be hard for an NFL guy to kind of take away from his game. They're used to, you know, being physical and being strong, where though for us it's really about speed and agility and finesse. So I feel like those, the little moves and the little ticky-tacky penalties and things like that would be hard for an NFL guy to adjust to.
But if you watch football, NFL football, I'm sure. Name a guy who you think could probably make that move, that move to flag football and be effective.
It's hard to say, honestly, because like I feel like you have to want to, you know, make that adjustment. Like any person that's in the NFL could probably go out there and run around and catch a football, but will you be able to go out there and make the best flag pullers in the world miss? Probably not, because you don't have the necessarily hip moves or dip moves that come with flag football. Mm-hmm. And there are people out here that's really skilled at pulling a flag. Same way people practice and they're skilled at tackling, there are people out here that really could pull a flag like almost with their eyes closed, no matter what move you do. Yeah. So, but like guys like at the top of their game, like Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, like those NFL talents, I'm sure they'll be able to come out there and catch passes and get open and everything. But the main thing would be like after the catch, or also playing defense, because this style is an offensive game. So therefore, like, it's hard to get stops. As a DB, you can't put your hands on nobody at no point in time. Like, so
that's crazy.
I feel like that would be with a major adjustment. Offensively, I feel like it would be easier to make that adjustment from tackle to flag, because now you don't have to worry about nobody running you off your route, pressing you. You literally have free reign to run where you want. But I feel like the main problem would be on defense,
yeah,
where people can't use their hands to, you know, cover someone.
You know, I was at a girls' clinic the other day at Oxon Hill High School, and mm-hmm. you can tell the difference in people that have played flag and those that hadn't. Because the young ladies that had played, they were pulling – I don't care what the other person did, they were pulling the flag. But yep. the ones that hadn't played, they were getting lost all over the field. But, you know, as it went on, they started to catch up. But there were some little young ladies there that right off the bat, you knew they were special.
Yep.
So, Antonio, is it – I've wondered, with all the talk of NFL players maybe being eligible for the 28 Olympics, like what – you know, these dudes are training for the NFL all year round. Do they really want to invest the time needed to get ready for a flag football season? Do you have a similar – do you wonder how much that will actually happen also?
Yeah, it definitely makes you wonder, being as though, like, just the last couple of years I've seen actually being on a national team and now actually being on a national team is like, dang, so all our hard work may go for nothing if, you know, some NFL guys were to try to come and take over. But at the same time, we embrace the competition and we feel like, you know, we play the game at a high level and we're professionals in our own right. And we feel like they're not going to just walk in and, you know, take our spots. They still have to go through the same process that we've gone through as far as trials and training camp and, you know, trying out for the team. So,
yeah.
Last year, the national team averaged, I want to say, like 50 points a game, maybe a little less. But they averaged, but their win margin was crazy, too. That's another thing why, you know, us flag guys, we feel like we don't necessarily need the NFL guys. We know why they want to be involved in the situation because it's an experience they never, you know, could have thought of, and they want to be a part of it. But honestly, like, we've been winning gold for years, and we haven't lost on the men's side in a very long time.
Who's your biggest competition?
Probably Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Mexico.
It's really fascinating. It feels like, especially the fact that there's men's and women's, this is a significant growth area in sports.
Mm-hmm.
For you, growing up in the DMV, are you a big Commanders fan, burgundy and gold?
No.
Don't say it, dude. I heard that laugh. Don't say it.
I grew up a Redskin fan, but I ain't going to lie. Okay. They kind of lost me when they lost the name and everything. They lost me.
Okay.
They're winning now.
I thought you were going to say the Cowboys. That's what I was.
Absolutely no Cowboys. I'm just a football fan. I like Ohio State, so I kind of migrate with those players at this point.
But we got Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, Terry, cool. Terry ain't enough to bring me back to Commanders, though.
What do you
I'll
think
take
about
some games.
Jaden?
Hang out with me.
Yeah, you'll enjoy yourself with B. What do you think about Jaden? What do you think about Jaden as a possible? Yeah.
I like Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is definitely one of those guys that probably would be like a front runner to be somebody that's more like a Hoosh and myself and being a dual threat quarterback and things like that. But I ain't going to lie, I don't know. Jaden Daniels might have a hard time out there too. You only have about a second and a half to throw the ball. It's not – you know, it's different. It's definitely a different challenge. And I know I've never played quarterback in the NFL at all and never will, but it's definitely a different challenge. And I'm sure if he really put his mind to it, he probably could adjust and probably be a really great flag quarterback.
Yeah.
Antonio, man, this has been great catching up with you and just learning more about the game. Congrats on your success, dude. National team is a really big damn deal.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you before 2028, but we'll definitely be watching in the Olympics, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Continue success, bro.
Yo, what's the best, like, if I just want to watch a game, like, what's the best way to watch it? What's the website? Like, how do I find more flag football content?
So as far as, like, the national team, I would say just follow USA Football on Instagram. They usually stream, like, the games live, like, so on Facebook, like, people will post links. But it's kind of like, but the flag football community is like its own little world and its underground community. So it's like almost where it's like you got to know someone in that, you know, area to, you know, see the live streams and the links that everybody be posting, because everybody from the community is going to post it. But if you're like an outsider, then it's like you might miss it.
All right.
Because it's not really like.
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Instagram?
I want to follow you.
At Vibe Uptone, VIBE UPTONE.
There you go. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
All right, bro. Good appreciate one. You, man.
Phone lines open at 1. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they're flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, opening the phones in 10 minutes. But right now, we're joined by the one and only Chris Russell. Rooster, why are you mad at Hard Knocks, dude? We're working on getting Chris Russell to understand how radio works. I'm going to ask this question one more time. Rooster, why are you mad at Hard Knocks?
Hi, JP. I didn't know I was on the air because B and I were talking, having a nice little chat. Landfill didn't tell me we were on. I didn't know my microphone was on. So sorry about that.
It's okay.
Why am I so mad at Hard Knocks? I'm not mad at Hard Knocks. I'm mad at the NFL for doing everything that they do solely and strictly for money and screwing the fans over. But
why did they build the NFL, Chris?
Well, for the honest competition of gladiators like yourself,
to make money.
Yeah.
Where did they screw the fans in this process? I need to know this.
Good question, B.
The costs of parking tickets, beer, hot dogs, what souvenirs, never goes down, right? No matter how much money we can make. Because Hard Knocks makes money for the league. They sell it to HBO and Max.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken any type of business class?
Yes.
Thing called supply and demand, right?
I'm guessing no.
Correct.
So if things are in demand and you have the supply, the people that can get it are going to pay top dollar to get it, right?
Yeah, correct.
So they're basically doing business 101.
Fine. It doesn't mean I can't be upset that they don't fix what's obviously wrong.
What's wrong?
Is wrong?
They won't fix the stupid Eagles play. What is it called? Not the tuck rule.
The tush push?
Yeah, the tush push.
It's 10 people.
The brotherly shove.
10 teams that didn't want to change it.
Roger Goodell conspired with the Green Bay Packers because they don't have an owner, and then they still screwed the whole entire thing up. They refused to call quarterback face masks.
Hadn't been proven yet.
Well,
that Roger Goodell did.
Well, it hadn't been proven, but I know. I have sources. I know these things. I know
Roost,
these things.
You're mad about the tush push and beer price? Like what?
No, I'm not all over the place. You asked me why I'm upset about Hard Knocks. I'm not upset about Hard Knocks. I'll watch it a little bit. It's too much. I mean, the NFL is just, I mean, like enough. We need a little bit of a break. A little bit of a break. I don't need any more content. I've got plenty of content.
I'm asking this question. You cannot watch it.
Yeah, that's an option.
That's the one option.
Not doing what we do, B.
But you could just not watch it because you got enough content, you said.
I get that. But, you know, when people are talking about how Javon Kinlaw.
Why did you choose this profession?
JP's favorite target.
Why you chose this profession?
I like Kinlaw. I think I'm the foremost Kinlaw target defender.
I shouldn't say target. Supporter defender. Why did I choose this profession? 30 years ago, it was way different. I got intoxicated by listening to Mike and the Mad Dog on WFAN in New York. I said, this is the coolest job ever. I could make $500,000 a year to yap about sports.
Well, How little did
I know?
That left a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You could probably still make the day if the people you weren't working for wouldn't do it, what you say the NFL is doing.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go.
True.
Rooster.
If I was on a certain show, huh?
A simple question, Chris.
Yes.
You blame the NFL for rising costs. Yes. Is that correct? That seems to bother you?
No, I'm saying the more money they make, which is true, right? The revenue just keeps going up. The cost to the fans don't go down. Right? It only goes up, which is part of why the overall revenue pie goes up. At some point, do something for the fans.
I'm going to ask you one question. Name me one business where anything is going down.
Yeah.
Like, people tell you, I'm going to give you sale this week. You know what they do? They raise the price before they give you the damn sale.
Yeah, but if you're a smart shopper like me, B, you know how to.
So you're looking for a bargain shopping football league. Yeah. You need to just go watch one of the other leagues then. In the US,
watch the UFL.
Watch the CFL.
That's bad product.
Bruce, over the course of your life, has the cost of anything gone down?
No.
No. Right.
I mean, even the dollar store that I go to went from a dollar for everything to $1.25 for everything.
Right. And yet you're mad at the NFL about that?
Listen, I understand the cost of doing business goes up. This isn't the cost of doing business. This is the cost of screwing everybody and being greedy, obnoxiously greedy. Go away. Take a day off. Take Christmas off.
Oh,
so give us our Tuesday nights back. so we don't have to watch Hard Knocks.
Just don't watch it.
That's all I'm saying, Roos.
I got to watch it because then people are going to ask me about it.
No, you can just tell them, I don't watch that crap because they're only trying. You should tell them, too. You shouldn't watch because they're just taking your money. That's how you feel, right?
B, you bring up a good point. I mean, you know, listen, I'm not telling you all of my opinions have logic and theory behind them. I'm just telling you how I feel.
But you need to have logic if you're going to have an opinion about it.
I consider Professor Lit.
Everybody thought I was anti Hard Knocks. I'm not anti Hard Knocks.
I think you're anti fun.
You're the fun police.
That could be. Look at me. I don't have much fun. By the way, JP, I got dressed up for you today. I'm wearing real jeans and real shoes. Like with not bell bottom athletic pants. Like they have a cup at the bottom of them.
A what?
Real shoes.
A cup.
Wearing a cup?
A cuff. Okay,
like
cuff.
A, you know, like
I'm about to say, a cup. Yeah. What the hell? You wearing a cup?
Why are you wearing a cup, Rooster?
You're not wearing a cup. Yeah, no. It's a cuff.
No. I ain't got nothing to protect.
Chris, what's your baked bean recipe?
Not really a big baked bean guy, but if I did it, I heard your mom's wackadoo recipe. I said his mom's wackadoo recipe, not his mom. His mom's wackadoo.
You called a recipe wackadoo?
What's whack by his mom's recipe?
There's just all sorts of things that you don't need in there. What you need is baked beans, a little bit of bacon, a little bit of brown sugar, and that's it. No ketchup, no Here we go.
You are a person that don't like baked beans, but you're going to tell somebody what's supposed to be in it?
I'm not a huge baked beans fan. I will eat baked beans if they're made right.
If you eat his mom's baked beans, then you're going to realize what you've been eating wasn't enough.
I want to be clear. You're not welcome to my mom's baked beans, Chris.
sorry, Mama. I apologize.
All right, Rooster's show starts at 2 o'clock. Yes. He's wearing a cup. Yes. Happy Memorial Day weekend, Chris.
Have fun.
There you go. Thank you. I hope you guys have a good Memorial Day.
And watch the wrestling with you.
I'll be there for wrestling.
Wait, B, there's a big wrestling night on Sunday night. There's like three different promotions.
Got family in town. Got family in town. Can't do it.
Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything. Rooster's nuts.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.